Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. Well, this month for God at Work, I'll be doing basically two Christmas-related episodes, as well as kind of starting to transition to the release schedule that I plan on having for next year. And that's basically just every other week instead of weekly, where I'm trying to, 2 or 3 weeks out of the month, I'm trying to just come up with something for, with the unscripted or get an interview done. So basically, I'll be doing two kind of history slash story related episodes in regards to church history, talking about how God has worked through the lives of various people in church history or through various events in church history. I'll basically be doing one of those every other week, and if I happen to get an interview or come up with some sort of unscripted topic that I feel needs to be expressed, I'll probably either, in the case of the interviews, I might slip that in to the regular every other week schedule, especially interviews that I know ahead of time, like if I get interviews done this next year at Sun and Fun again. But otherwise, I'll just slip them in to the open weeks as extra episodes. I'll also still be doing kind of the Bible study sermon related episodes, but those I'm actually putting off into a separate podcast that I am going to call Unfiltered. I'll have links to that once that podcast gets going and is live. And then also, I'm looking at, last year I had going, besides this podcast, a kind of devotional podcast on the Becoming God's Man website. I'm probably going to revise the Becoming God's Man podcast, dropping off the devotional part of it, and focusing on just providing audio for what we record on, for a prayer breakfast we record on Friday mornings, St. Pete, put on by the St. Pete Dream Center. It's titled Table Talk. It's on this YouTube channel for those of you watching the video. But for those of you that might not be interested in watching the video or would rather have just the audio format, I'm going to be putting that along with our conferences that we record the audio from those. And I'm going to start doing those in podcast format and putting those on the Becoming God's Man podcast. And that will be a weekly podcast, plus the extra episodes regarding the conferences. So, now that I kind of got the news announcements out of the way, now let's get on to basically this week's topic, which is being Christmas and Christmas-related. I figure what character in church history, other than Christ himself, would be a character to really talk about regarding Christmas. And the one that comes to mind is basically where we get, where some of the concept of Santa Claus comes from, Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas, or otherwise known as Nicholas of Myra or Nicholas of Bari, was an early Christian bishop and who was from the ancient Greek city of Myra, which today is located in, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of the city, but it's a city that's located in modern day Turkey. And another name that Nicholas was known by, because of just the legends around him, was Nicholas the Wonder Worker. And the unfortunate thing is for being a saint that's so prominent and kind of, that seems to be kind of so prominent in church history, because, I mean, everyone's, if you've heard of Christmas nowadays, you've heard of Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas, which a lot of the concept of the tradition behind that figure comes from the legends surrounding Saint Nicholas. But the thing is there's actually little known about the historical Saint Nicholas, because most of the accounts, pretty much all of the accounts of his life, including the earliest accounts, were written down centuries after his death. Some kind of brief history, and this is going to be a fairly short episode, but brief history regarding Nicholas was that it was believed he was born in the city of Patara, which was a port city along the Mediterranean Sea, and he was born to a wealthy family of Greek Christians. And also, in some accounts, his uncle was a prior bishop of Myra. And actually, upon recognizing Nicholas's calling to the ministry, his uncle is the one who supposedly ordained Nicholas as a priest. And now, pretty much, Nicholas became bishop of Myra after the bishop that actually succeeded his uncle had died. What happened was the priests of the city, upon that the bishop's death, had decided that the first priest to enter the church that morning would become the next bishop. And the next priest to enter the church just so happened to be Nicholas as he was going into the church to pray. Thus, he became the next bishop of Myra. Part of his life, it was also said that he was imprisoned during late in the reign of Diocletian, when Diocletian was having a great persecution against Christians. But then, when Constantine came into rule, right after Diocletian, he actually released a lot of some of the Christians that were, I guess, still in prison, including Nicholas. And it's unsure of when Saint Nicholas actually died, but a lot of the tradition holds that it was on December 6th in either the year 345 or 352. But what are some of the legends regarding Saint Nicholas, where some of his fame comes from? Well, a lot of the reasons why he became a saint was really because of the stories surrounding his kindness and generosity. And I'll get to probably the most famous one, which is where his association with Christmas comes in. But there's also stories of him helping sailors caught in a storm off the coast of Turkey. As the storm was raging around them, the men, terrified, feared their ship would sink beneath the waves, and St. Nicholas prayed to St. Nicholas to help them, and suddenly he was standing on the deck and ordered the sea to become calm, and the storm died away. There's also the legend around him that as he was visiting a town, the butcher there had lured three children in and basically slaughtered them, pickled them, and was going to sell them as ham And Nicholas saw through the deception and actually resurrected the children. And then, not sure fully the, as I said, because a lot of these are legends, it's hard to tell, and more likely not really happened, especially the one about the children being pickled, about the authenticity of those, but probably the one legend and story around Nicholas that basically has him tied to Christmas was the story of a wealthy man who, because of business pursuits, lost all of his wealth, and he had three daughters. Well, in those days, being poor, he had no money to pay the dowry for his daughters, so they were more likely going to be unwed, thus, basically unwed and unemployed, leaving them more likely to a life of prostitution. Well, upon learning of this, Nicholas set out, because, well, one thing to mention about Nicholas was, after his parents' death, being from a wealthy family, it is said that he basically distributed their wealth to the poor. And this is one of those stories of him doing that, in which on one night he threw a bag of gold through in the cover of darkness through an open window in that family's house. And he did so the next two nights as well, basically a bag of gold for each daughter to pay for their dowry. Well, it's also said that he did it in secret to kind of prevent the humiliation of this family basically accepting charity, but it said that on the third night that the father actually stayed up to find out where this money was coming from and actually caught Nicholas in the act and actually thanked him for it. But Nicholas begged the man not to tell anyone what he had done because he didn't want to bring attention to himself. And the only thing, though, is, like most things, secrets like that are hard to keep, and news got out. So anytime anyone received a secret gift, they thought that it was possibly from Nicholas. Although, in one account that I've read of it, he didn't just throw it in either through an open window or down the chimney, because this one account mentions that he dropped it down the chimney and not in through a window into the house. But that when he threw it down the chimney, the bag fell into a stocking that had been hung by the fire to dry. So that's also where the concept of pretty much, I guess, Santa Claus coming down the chimney and putting presents in the stockings came from. So, again, fairly short episode, but just wanted to, I guess, share a little holiday cheer with the story of where probably the origins of Santa Claus, as far as the Christian tradition around Christmas comes from, originated. So, again, that's Nicholas of Myra, Nicholas of Bari, Nicholas the Wonder Worker, otherwise known as St. Nicholas. And this is Chuck Groover, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.